You are now listening to It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes, your weekly inspiration. I'm Takara Barnes, and thank you guys for listening. This episode of It's a Mindset was previously recorded. This is one that God actually gave me this word in the middle of the week. I actually did pass this on to a select few people that he actually placed on my heart. So I've been kind of sitting on this episode, waiting for the right time to put this out. And so I feel like now's the right time. You'll notice that I had audio issues at the beginning, but basically it was just the devil being busy. Like, obviously, and I talk about that too as well in this episode. But hope you guys enjoy. So it is not Monday, but let me tell you something. It is a mindset. So usually it's like I've been working on trying to be patient. And sometimes like God will give me a word. God will give me something to say. And I'll have it all in my head and I'll have it ready. And it's like I'm going to put it out for this. But I'm like, hey, you know, I got upcoming shows coming up. I've got a special guest coming on next Monday. So this will have to wait to be pushed back for 2 weeks. But when God gives you certain words for certain people, or he puts certain things on your heart, sometimes they just can't wait. So with that being said, this is one of those situations where really this just could not wait for you guys. So I just want to talk about just how my last few weeks have kind of been and something that I've been kind of going through. So I'm doing new things that I haven't really told anybody about, to let people know, just things to better myself, just things I'm trying, things that are completely out of my comfort zone, things that I do not want to do, things I said I wouldn't do, things that I hate doing, but I am doing them because they are bettering my, they are going to make me better. They're allowing me to learn, allowing me to grow in a lot of areas. I'm getting stretched right now, like immediately getting stretched. And I've learned that sometimes you have to put your, when you're comfortable and you're in a certain place, you have to put yourself in certain situations to make yourself uncomfortable, to make yourself get better, to challenge yourself too as well. So that's really what that was about. And at the end of the day, and something, the name of the show, It's a Mindset is what it is. So put yourself in look at areas around you. Look at places where you're not comfortable. Look at the things that you said that you weren't going to do, or look at the things that you say that that aren't you and that you don't want to do, and question yourself on your areas of weakness. And maybe it'll help you grow in those areas and focus on doing those things. So here lately, just over the past week, so many things have been brought to my attention. And when you don't look for things, when you don't go looking for things, sometimes things find you, and sometimes it can be really good things. So, you know, I'm at a place right now where, you know, I like my job. I like the job. It's cool. I like it. It's a lot of things about it that I don't like, but it's not really, I'm at a place where I know what I want to do. I know what my goals are. This is allowing me to reach towards my goals. It's allowing me to grow where I'm at. It's allowing me to provide a certain type of income for myself, for me to support myself to where I want to be. So here lately, it's like, and I'm going to be completely transparent with you guys. So like over the past week, I've had two people reach out for like certain job positions. And it's crazy because the jobs have been like the certain same position, just different companies, like, and both of them fantastic opportunities, like great opportunities, like stuff that I'm really considering, stuff that I, you know, I went on interviews, I looked into it, like, hey, this is something I really would want to do, like, it's something I really want to, and I looked at it, and I was, you know, I made my mind up, this is what I was going to do. But I noticed that I didn't really have God involved. And you know, it's so crazy because like, it's like so many times where things come to our attention, they come out of nowhere. They're good things, and they can seem like fantastic things, and they are good things, and they are things to make you better, and there are things that can stretch you too as well. And they look so good, but sometimes they're just not a part of your plan. So me, what I want, what my plan is, what I want for me, what I want for myself, I want to own my own business. I want to empower women. I want to make other people better. I want to get into mentorship. I want to eventually host conferences, like women empowerment conferences. That's something that I want for myself. And usually I don't really share things like that either, but me being vulnerable for this episode that's in the middle of the week that was unexpected, I think it's a part of me, the message that I'm trying to get to you guys. So that's things that I want for myself and things that I've been focusing on lately. And so back to what I was saying. And like I said, all this is coming from the Lord. All this is coming from the Lord, like I just got a word. So with me just being approached about these different jobs, and like I said, and it's just been great opportunities, and it's amazing, but these jobs were going to cause me to really focus on them. And I'm not focused on my job now, but I'm in a position where God placed me where I don't really have responsibilities. Which is fantastic, because if I don't have responsibilities in my current role and I'm still getting benefit compensated, you know, enough, I can focus on other things outside of work. And I think that's a good thing, because I don't plan on being with this company forever. Before I thought I did, before I thought I was what I wanted, you know, I want to advance. But, you know, honestly, I don't, because that's not what I want. That's not what my vision is. That's not what my purpose is. And I'm all about, you know, walking in purpose. And that's what 2018 has been about, is just walking in purpose. That was the theme. So with me being approached by these, and I'm thinking about these opportunities, and I realized, hey, you know, I've told people, well, you know, I'm just going to pray about it. I'm going to let the God do his work. I'm going to see what God says. So yesterday, Tuesday, I was off work. This past Tuesday, I was off work, and I just really started praying. Like, I really started praying. And I'm like, you know, God, no, was this Tuesday? It might have been last night. It could have been probably both days. Just shout. Sometimes you got to just keep praying till the Lord answers. But that's a whole nother topic. So, last 2 days, I was just praying. And I really prayed last night. Last night, I really prayed. And I prayed wholeheartedly. And I just prayed out loud. And I prayed on the way to work. I prayed in my car. I prayed in my lunch break. And I was just like asking God, and I was just like, God, like, I'm begging you to direct me. And something that I always do too as well, and this is something that I haven't did in a long time at work, probably like a few weeks. At work, I pack around a notebook with me all day long. It don't matter if I move to a different station, if I move up front, I always pack this notebook with me, and I'm writing prayers in that notebook. So I probably prayed yesterday, because I had downtime, and lately we've been so busy, so yesterday I actually had the time to write my prayers down. I'm writing them down. I'm probably 3-4 pages. And I'm just praying God for guidance. I'm thanking the Lord. I'm worshiping him in my prayer. I'm praying for guidance. I'm telling him what I want. I'm speaking over things that I want to as well in my life and what I see for myself. And so I'm praying him, hey, you know, Lord, I got other opportunities coming up here soon. Stick to the plan. And then, you know, I got some revelation from that, because it's so amazing how, like, and it goes back to this. So the other night we record. Just keep this, stay with me, y'all, because I'm a little bit all over the place, but I got the spirit right now, so stick with me. So God said, stick to the plan this morning. The other night, Tuesday, I recorded with one of my friends and Terrell. Terrell's in Denver right now for a, no, he's in Denver. He's in Utah. Terrell's in Utah right now for training for his work, for his new job or whatever. So it was funny because, like, after we got done recording with my friend, she was like, yo, like, y'all are professionals, like, at this. Y'all are professionals. And I was thinking, like, really? And she was like, when you hit the button to record, you just started talking. And it's so funny that she said that because I started reflecting on back when I first started my podcast and back when I would first hit that play button, how I would have to hit stop and go back and re-record my intros because I wasn't comfortable. So I would be like, ugh, that's not good. Let me start over.
Or when I would, you know, open up, I would even be nervous. Like, I would be nervous, or I'd have to get my mind right. Like, I would have to take deep breaths. Like, I had to, like, literally, like, meditate before I would even turn that mic on because I was so uncomfortable. So, like, it's crazy because the fact that I heard somebody tell me, hey, you're a professional. Hey, like, when you turn the mic on, you just jumped into it. Like, it's crazy. Like, it's crazy. And that was some revelation to me. And so, shout out to her for telling me that. So, that really showed me that I'm on the right track and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And it's like now with me doing this show, it's a mindset. I'm actually getting the fruit back from what I've been putting in. Like I'm getting people who's reaching out to me, telling me in my inbox, it's like, hey, you blessed me with this episode. Or even the episode that I've got coming out Monday at the end, you know, my special guest showed me love. Like, hey, you influenced me. You did this for me. This is what you did for me. Like, that just shows me, like, I have to stick to the plan. And my plan does not include me doing other things, does not include me taking other opportunities. That's what's going to throw me off course and what's going to get take more time away from me or more is what's going to cause me stress and to cause me to stay off course. And just understand that, like, sometimes, and you know, sometimes the devil will throw things at you, and I don't even want to say the devil, and more than likely it could be. Sometimes things can be thrown at you that sound so good and they look so good and they're not bad things. They could just be not a part of your plan. They're not a part of your vision. They're not what you've written down. They're not what you have in the vision for yourself. And they could be and the thing about it is, though, it's crazy because they could even be things that's even close to that, but it's not for you doing things for yourself. It's what you're doing for other people. And it's crazy. Even with me recording this, like, the devil was so busy for me not to even put this out. Have y'all not noticed, even around eight minutes, probably about a few minutes into this, my mic didn't even sound the same. And let me tell you something. When I first even started this, I couldn't even find my adapter for my rip. I'm not even using the mic that I use. I use a totally different system, totally different mic for when I record It's a Mindset than when I do Battle of the Barns. And I couldn't even find my adapter to use my mic. I barely could even get this set up to even put this word out here. I couldn't even, at the very beginning, my mic wasn't even working right. The sound wasn't working right, but God won. So just understand that breakthroughs do happen. Understand breakthroughs do happen, but understand that also too as well, you have to see your own growth. Shout out to her, and shout, it's my homegirl Chelsea. Shout out to Chelsea for telling me that she's what she saw. And even though, but it was confirmation because I've been seeing the growth in myself. I've been seeing the growth with my shows. And I even saw the growth with, you know, the episode that I got coming out on how I do my interviews. And understand, like, you don't have to have it all together. And I cannot say that enough. Like, understand, the only thing you just have to start with the vision. Your vision could be one word. Like, my vision was just fourth quarter. And I manifested on fourth quarter this and that. But I really didn't have direction or where I saw it going. But it's crazy. Like, it's something that I've been doing for going on, well, basically 2 years. I've been saying that for 2 years, maybe 3 years. I've just been saying fourth quarter. Then it went into It's a Mindset. Because I'll be honest with you, this wasn't even supposed to be called It's a Mindset. I mean, yes, it was supposed to be called, like, fourth quarter podcast or something like that. But it's like the day before I even put it out, I was like, hey, the dude who did my artwork, I changed it. I was like, hey, that's not going to be the name of it. It's going to be It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes. So just understand, like, breakthroughs do happen. Sometimes it seems so cliche to even say that, like, you know, because we constantly hear that in church. If you go to church, I'm having my breakthrough. I'm having my breakthrough. Like, your breakthrough is coming. We see that every day, but we don't believe in that. But I will tell you this too as well. Like, you have to believe in yourself. It's so many times where I would get upset about, man, people ain't listening to It's a Mindset, or man, people don't care about It's a Mindset. But really, I didn't care about it. I got in here and I did it every Monday, but I didn't plan for it. I got in here and I kind of winged it. I didn't really invest into it. So how could I expect other people to invest in what I'm putting out? And it's be like, I'd be like, people don't even believe in It's a Mindset. People don't believe in it. I didn't believe in it. I didn't even believe what it was going to be. You have to believe in yourself, and it starts with you. Like, it starts with you. When you get to that point where you believe in yourself wholeheartedly, and you're not worried about other people believing in you, and you're not worried about other people listening to you, and other people worried about what you got going on, that's when you have your breakthrough, when only you are focused on it. Because I'm telling you, we live in a time where everybody wants immediate impact. Everybody wants to make immediate impact. I just read a book and it talked about that, especially this millennial generation. We want immediate impact because we see it looks like immediate impact on social media. We see people have overnight success, and that's just not really. God has to put things on time. Things have to happen when God wants them to happen, and we have to grow. Like, it's crazy because it's like I wanted the followers. And I even see the downloads. Like, right now, the downloads for It's a Mindset are on an all-time high. Like, I'm getting more attraction to this. Like, and I'm blessed because, like, the attraction that I'm getting now, I'm glad I wasn't getting a few months ago, even 3 months ago, because I wasn't honestly that good. I wasn't that good. I wouldn't have a direction. I wouldn't pour into it. I was halfway doing it sometimes. But, like, now I'm in it. I'm investing in myself. I've had my breakthrough. So just understand that breakthroughs happen. Understand that those breakthroughs happen. Like, this past Sunday, Bishop talked about worship, like how important worship is. Like, when you're waiting for your breakthrough, you have to worship, you have to serve. Like, you have to do everything in between. You have to get yourself ready for when you get to the place where you want to be. Just understand it's not going to be overnight success. And honestly, low-key, overnight success can also call you overnight downfall too as well. Like, anything that don't come from God, I can't speak for everybody else, but I don't want it. Like, I would rather have that slow grind where I can learn, where I can get better, where I can switch stuff up, so that way I can be presented to certain people, you know, like, boom, this is what she's about, this is what she has. And then also tell people about my process and talk about the process too as well, and about where I came from and how I got better. So, like, keywords is just, y'all, like, understand, like, the devil gonna try to throw you off course, but stick to what you said you was gonna do. Stick to your plan, and God's gonna it could not be the devil. It could have been God just testing me, telling me, hey, I'm gonna see how Takara reacts on this if I throw this in front of her face, because it looks so good, even though it ain't what she said she wanted to do, even though it ain't what she prayed for. She ain't prayed for this, but I'm just gonna see, you know, if it throws her off course, if it sets her back. And I'm so thankful for that. So shout out to you guys. Shout out to you guys for listening. Shout out to everybody who's been rocking with It's a Mindset. Let me tell you, it's only up from here. It's only up from here. We got some really good things coming. Continue to better yourself. This morning, I wrote down stuff that I'm going to sit for. And also, too, it's another thing. Don't look at so much stuff. Don't look so far ahead sometimes. Like, break stuff down. Like, I'm reading a book right now called Profitable Podcasting. Ooh, it's a blessing. About this dude, he talks about all the steps that he took, and it's crazy because he ain't got all, he got like 600 followers on Instagram, but he got 2 million downloads a week, and his word is getting put out in 200 countries. 200 people are listening to his podcast in 200 countries. Excuse me. Understand, like, find your passion, focus on your passion, and just stick with it, because when you are passionate about something, the money always is going to come, because people are going to see that fire that you have. People are going to see that you love what you do. People are going to see that you are confident. People are attracted to confidence. People are attracted to being relatable. And I ask myself all the time, and in this book, something that he talked about, He talked about imposter syndrome. And I've never heard about this way. And it's also called fear, where you don't think you're worthy of stuff. And it's so crazy because I never thought I was worthy for you guys to listen to me until recently, probably these last three episodes. That's when I feel like I was worthy to be listened to. So the past few months, and I'm looking back, I'm like, how could I even be upset when people didn't listen to when I didn't even think I was worthy enough for people to listen to me? It wasn't even, was I even putting out good content? Like, and shout out to the people who've been rocking with me and who has stuck with me through that. Because let me tell y'all something, I'm finna bring some heat to y'all. Like, heat's finna come. Like, I've had my breakthrough. Yours is coming too. Just make sure that you stick to the plan. It's a mindset.